AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department has released a report on the Minneapolis Police Department following the death in police custody of George Floyd.
Such conduct is deeply disturbing.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says there was a pattern of violating constitutional rights and discriminating against Black and Native American people. There is body camera video from 2020 of George Floyd being arrested.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Our review found numerous incidents in which MPD officers responded to a person's statement that they could not breathe with the version of, "You can breathe. You're talking right now."
Former officer Derek Chauvin, who is white, was convicted of murder and manslaughter in the killing of Floyd, who was Black. Garland also said the report shows Chauvin showed excessive force on other occasions and other officers did not stop him. Federal investigators acknowledge the city and Minneapolis police have already begun reforms. Abortion will remain legal in Iowa after the state's high court declined to reinstate a law that would have largely banned the procedure. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
The ruling means that abortions in Iowa remain legal up to 20 weeks, but it doesn't prevent lawmakers and Republican Governor Kim Reynolds from passing a new law. The state's Supreme Court has become more conservative. Governor Reynolds appointed 5 of the court's 7 members.
Cleanup efforts continue after severe storms spawned tornadoes that left at least 4 dead, 3 in Texas, 1 in Florida. The NBA says Memphis Grizzlies guard Ja Morant has been suspended for the first 25 games of the upcoming season for a second known incident of displaying what appeared to be a firearm on social media. Michael Jordan is finalizing a deal to sell the majority share of the Charlotte Hornets, a move that will end Jordan's 13-year run overseeing the organization. On Wall Street today, some early momentum appears to have run out of steam. Stocks were higher. They have moved lower. This is AP News. Pope Francis is out of the hospital.
Well-wishers cheered Pope Francis as he left the hospital in Rome. His surgeon saying Francis is well. He's better than before, said the doctor. The Pope had abdominal surgery more than a week ago to repair a hernia and remove scarring from previous operations. That scarring was causing him more and more pain, said his surgeon. Smiling and waving as he left the hospital in a wheelchair, Francis joked with reporters. Asked how he was doing, he shot back, "Still alive." The Vatican says Francis will make his traditional Sunday noon appearance at a window overlooking St. Peter's Square to greet the public. I'm Rita Foley.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is a big hit.
My name is Miles Morales. I'm Brooklyn's only Spider-Man. And things are going great.
But more than a dozen Muslim-majority countries have pulled the movie from theaters without explanation. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.